With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The body of a suspected mass shooter is found in the woods near Lisbon, Maine, some 48 hours after he was suspected of opening fire in two locations, killing 18 people and wounding others. Police say 40-year-old Robert Carr died of what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Maine Governor Janet Mills says while the nightmare is over, there are many who are still suffering.
And I ask that all Maine people continue to keep those families and all of the people impacted by this tragedy in their thoughts and prayers.
A bulletin sent to police across the country shortly after the attack Wednesday said Card had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer after hearing voices and threatening to shoot up a military base. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel appears to be on the move.
The Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion of the territory. Internet and phone services have collapsed in Gaza under intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. Ken Lorman reporting.
The latest Israel-Hamas war has quickly become the deadliest and most destructive in the long history, the bitter enemies. The U.S. is putting new sanctions on Hamas and Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The Treasury Department said it was issuing a second round of sanctions targeting assets in a Hamas investment portfolio and people helping the Palestinian terror group evade sanctions. The new sanctions also target a Hamas official in Iran and members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, are you lonely?
According to a new Gallup poll, about 25% of all the people on Earth say they feel very lonely. And since researchers were barred from asking questions in China, they say the percentage of lonely individuals might actually be higher. Some experts say this trend was an inevitable result of the global population turning away from faith, church, and family in the latter part of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's top legal officer says the federal government is withholding millions of dollars in family planning funds after the state refused to comply with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court in Knoxville. In 2021, the Biden administration reversed a ban on abortion referrals by clinics that accept Title X funds. The restriction was initially enacted during the Trump administration. This is SRN News. COVID-19 treatments will not be free for much longer.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment, Lagevrio, will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctors' offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
FDA-funded study has found that older adults have a higher stroke risk if they got last year's COVID booster at the same time they got a flu shot. More details at SRNnews.com.